The Cycle of the Brahma Kumaris. My personal experience. When I took the Raja Yoga course in 82, and I was taught the concept of the cycle, I found it fascinating, intelligent, and credible. Even if I had some question, I did put them on hold, slipped them under the carpet. I used to like the cycle. It was answering many questions. I believed it for years. I had never heard that notion before. Moreover, later on, I had many experiences of the Golden Age, which means that naturally I had fun teaching it. However, I always took the precaution of saying, this is a theory, a concept, a philosophy. I am not asking you to believe it, but to understand how the cycle works. I particularly liked the exact repetition of the cycle, that every second, every atom, is exactly at the same place, cycle after cycle. I even hosted a small community radio show called From Cycle to Cycle, with the song of Amrit Vela in the introduction. It was fun. However, one thing intrigued me. My experiences were very similar to the experiences of subtle regions. Besides that, it seems that Brahma Baba at first taught that the Golden Age was in subtle regions. It is remarkable that many stories of near-death experiencers, of non-biki, who experience paradise, are also similar with meditation experiences of the bikis. Yet, these people do not live the pure life of the bikis. We have been told very often in the Murlis that God is keeping the secrets of visions. Would he have a holographic projector somewhere, or a holodeck in Star Trek to give us experiences of paradise? However, even if the cycle is an interesting story, when we begin to verify its reality, we quickly find questions without answers. Let's look at the proofs of cycle of time. Jacques Dijbai did many researches on many subjects. When he wrote about the cycle, he explained that the cycle was true because God had revealed it to the Brahmins. This is not really a scientific logic. That means that he did not find a proof of the 5,000-year cycle. Sometime, Jacques Dijbai was telling laughingly that one of the first questions the sisters asked him when he visited a new center was about the dinosaurs in the cycle. But he himself, very learned, was giving no answer. I recently asked a question to Sister Mira if there was some evidence of the cycle. She replied that I should first demonstrate to the student that God is teaching this knowledge and then talk to them about the cycle. That is how they will accept it. So, back to square one, no evidence, it's just a belief. She added that it was necessary that I develop the art of concealing and revealing. In other words, the art of dressing the truth, or more simply, the art of lying. In many civilizations, we find this notion of the cycle of time. Even scientists sometimes talk about that. But then, again, we have no evidence. We can say in summary that if there is a proof somewhere of an identical cycle, that proof is well hidden. As I liked this notion, not really the swastika on the cycle, I used to say that God has trouble with numbers, and that the cycle was probably 5 million or 5 billion years long. In summary, to my knowledge, there is no evidence of an identical cycle as described by the Bikis. Let's talk about ancient civilization. It is very difficult to find some place in the cycle of time for Cro-Magnon, Neanderthal, Sumerian, Giants, Aliens, Atlanteans, Egyptians, and the many civilizations that existed on Earth. But we have indeed found all sorts of signs showing that sophisticated technologies have been developed in the past. We found objects, nuts, tools, pieces of machinery embedded in million-year-old rocks. The ancient texts of India speak of many Vimans, the flying saucers. We attribute them to the deities, but maybe they were aliens. We know also several sites on Earth with traces of explosion of atomic bombs. We know also 75,000 ancient gold mines in South Africa. Some have perfectly vertical wells descending to great depth. I wonder if it is why we call it Golden Age. In Chile, the old constructions are made of blocks of molten rocks to resist earthquake, and so on. So, of course, there have been several advanced civilizations on this earth. But if the theory of the repetition of the cycle was true, we should not find anyone older than 5,000 years. But there are many artifacts much older than that. There is an interesting researcher called Dr. Emanuel Velikovsky. He went all over the world to find stories of ancient catastrophic events. He concluded that there had been several massive destructions on Earth. Many civilizations remember several pole shifts, the sun rising to the west instead of the east, gigantic tsunamis, glaciations, and so on. It is certain that there have been big upheavals on Earth. But it takes a very long time to come back to normal life. So when we talk of two massive destructions in 5,000 years, it is a little bit too much. On the top of that, if one cycle erases the other one, people are not supposed to remember different versions of the same events or the previous cycles. A single glaciation lasts tens of thousands of years. It's interesting to visit the page on supervolcanoes and how they discovered them. For anyone who knows a little bit geology, science, and history, this idea that the cycle is 5,000 years old is an aberration. It will take a very long cycle to bring in dinosaurs, continental drift, glaciation, massive destruction by meteors, and volcanoes, the oil, the fossils, the major geological disasters, and so on. Teaching it to uneducated young women in India is possible, but it is difficult to digest for the common educated humans. It is probably why it is not quoted in conferences, and that in the West we keep the mulis on secure site accessible only to biggies. A little example. It is common to find fossils of marine animals in the rock, very high on different mountains. It takes thousands of years to get a fossil from a living animal. On top of that, how long does it take for the bottom of the sea to rise at 4,000 meters above the sea level? A very, very long time. Recently, they discovered that in the Pyramid of Egypt, some rich archaeologists fabricated some artifact to date the construction of the pyramid just few thousand years ago. Now, the new archaeologists say that the pyramids are much, much older. They are probably 40,000 years old. Another one. The magnetism in the rocks of volcanoes indicates the North Pole. From that property, the scientists can find the different pole shift which occurred over millions of years. And we know now there have been quite a few. Presently, there is not just carbon 14 to date artifact and rocks. There are several methods whose result can be cross-checked for confirmation. For example, we can reel coral carrots at the bottom of the sea and count the layers, so the years. In Antarctica, we go back several million years. These carrots can also be drilled in the ice. For Greenland, we have gone back to 125,000 years, and in the Antarctic to 750,000 years. It shows the traces of 8 glaciation periods. That represent a lot of cycles that are supposed to be identical and should have erased completely the previous ones. Once more, science shows us that the cycle of 5,000 years is a story. Every half cycle, the continents are supposed to move thousands of kilometers to join together and then to separate again 2,500 years later. In fact, when the Earth opened a few meters, it caused devastating earthquakes, tsunamis, etc. Can you imagine the chaos caused by a continent that would suddenly move just 1 kilometer? There would be unimaginable earthquakes. Tsunamis as high as mountains, gigantic volcanic eruption, followed by a long glaciation. It will take tens or hundreds of thousands of years before the Earth heals from its scars. So when we talk about all the continents that move around like pieces of puzzles over thousands of miles, we talk about a huge time before returning to normal. And yet, in 20 years, we are supposed to dance with Krishna. Somebody think that we are? You can fill the empty space with the qualifier of your choice. In Murli's, it is said, the Brahmins are such innocent children. I can imagine that someone somewhere is bent to laugh. It is why in a recent murli we were told, before Gyan, you were parrots. Now You are flying parrots. Let's talk about the identical cycle. At first, I thought that the story of identical repetition was brilliant and original. It is a fascinating and very intelligent concept. A lot of things can be explained with it. When you accept it, you feel very safe. You know where you are coming from and where you are going. The whole universe is included in this little cycle. Even God Shiva, the incorporeal, never deviates from the cycle. He is himself a prisoner. It is extraordinary that time is more powerful than the Creator himself. It is quite a concept to churn. That would mean that time is the most powerful thing in the universe. Later on, I realized that the story of the cycle of time was a very ancient philosophy dating from the Mesopotamians. That theory was also known as palingenesis. It was already taught by Plato. The fascists in Italy and Germany also used that concept. They wanted to create a Nar-Aryan, a new man. They were thinking they were part of that Aryan race. They probably took the course and had their own interpretation. If the cycle is perfectly identical to the preceding one, it means that absolutely nothing should be older than 5,000 years. It means that even if only one atom is not in the same place, it does not work anymore. I wonder who is going to put back the billions of barrels of oil that have been pulled out of the earth, and who will bring back the devices left on the moon and Mars. Let's say that the identical repetition of the cycle of 5,000 years is very, 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 very unlikely. I will go so far as to say that with what we know now, it is impossible. Let's talk about entropy. The philosophy of the cycle is fundamentally pessimistic. It is called entropy. This is the second law of thermodynamics, that everything degrades, goes down. It applies to the physical reality. It seems to be true. But does that apply to the history of this wonderful globe? We don't know. Does that law of entropy apply to the source? There is no proof of it. In fact, most of the religious groups speak of a positive evolution of souls. Only the Bikkhis seems to go backward. When we talk about entropy in the cycle, we forget to mention that in history there have been many horrors worse than those that are currently known. For example, it is estimated that 500,000 people have been killed in front of the Roman people in the Colosseum of Rome, and 1 million animals. It was a normal show of that time. But killing people in public now is no longer accepted. It exists only in video games, movies, and some very retarded countries. In addition, overall crimes is declining in many countries, and hundreds of thousands of organizations of all kinds are working around the globe to make our world better. That does not go much to the news. It is not dramatic enough. We prefer to talk about the wars organized by the Illuminatis. In addition, We currently have the recipes to cure cancer and technologies to extract the energy directly from the vacuum. We don't need oil, petrol anymore. In fact, we have everything to make this Earth a better place, if we really want it. Let's talk a little bit about the dinosaurs. The million-dollar question. In what period of the cycle did the dinosaurs live? They are very hard to fit. They are very bulky. Just in India and Madagascar, 22 different species have been found in fossils. They were present on the globe by millions. Big, small, with scales, feathers. Some were very fast, some slow, some vegetarian, some monsters, etc. Was there a spontaneous generation of creatures? A phenomenal explosion at the end of the cycle because of the atomic bombs? And that Lakshmi made them disappear with a non-violent magic drishti? Did they inhabit the land while the Golden Age unfolded in subtle regions? Nobody knows. In fact, for the logic of the cycle, they should not exist. But they do. I even heard a surgeon, BK, who, thanks to a superb pseudo-scientific demonstration, explained that they had never existed, and that their bones simply appeared in the drama just for fun. Poof! Just to confuse us. Yesterday, there was nothing. Today, there is something. He explained that in fact, there was no relationship between any animal and these fossilized remains. It is wonderful how science and religion are alike. In choosing the right complicated and esoteric words, we can have them demonstrate anything. I enjoy asking the question to a distinguished guest in Montreal. He saw the trap and refused to attempt an explanation. He never spoke to me again, and always stood far from me. So funny.